The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and preceded him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them. Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of years ago, while on retreat, I felt like I was given this passage, actually not from Mark, but from Matthew. It appears in both, with some variations in the two ways that the evangelists describe it. And what first struck me was the verb used right at the beginning. It says, Jesus made them get into the boat. I can't think of another time in the four Gospels where it says, Jesus made them do something. This is what he desired. Our Lord Jesus Christ knows all things, knew all things. He knew precisely what would happen when they went out on that boat. He made them get into the boat. And thereafter, he knew the fears that would come. He knew there was going to be a storm, and he allowed it all to happen. And even goes further, as they're out there, he's going to walk by them. And he knew that that would terrify them all the more, and he lets it happen. And he sees them on the shore. When does he see them on the shore being tossed about by the waves? It says when evening came. And when did he walk out? At the fourth watch of the night. How many watches were there for the Jewish people? Four. So he comes at the very end, and they divided it by 3 hours. So from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So he comes between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Even though they've been tossed about all night long, he did not come sooner. Now, Jesus Christ is God, and God is love. So all of that he allowed to happen out of love for them, because it must be that it would be for their greatest good. Undergoing that trial would be the greatest benefit to their soul. And so he allows it to happen out of love for them. And what does he do before coming? It says he stayed on the mountain to pray. I can't help but think he was praying precisely for them, that they would learn everything that he desired from this trial. You remember at the Last Supper, he says to the apostles, the world will hate you as it hated me. He says that in the world you will have trials. Why doesn't he save them from the world? What does he say to the Father? I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. Or also at the Last Supper when he says to Peter, Satan has desired to sift all of you like wheat. Not desired, he has demanded to. And Jesus lets him. But he says, but I have prayed for you, that your own faith may not be shaken. And once you have turned back, you will strengthen your brethren. My brothers and sisters, he is with us in every trial, every hardship we face. And he especially chosen each and every one of them for us, because they are for the good of our souls. Without them, we would not be saved. We could not be transformed in him. And we would not assist him in the salvation of other souls. May we trust Him in the midst of our trials.